الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, The Hidden Diseases of Heart. And in this silsila we will discuss Adme Khushu'u. In other words, not having khushu' or lack of khushu'. The definition of khushu' is that when person presents himself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, at the time of salat or doing other good deeds, he does not feel his hearty attachment in that doing or in that act. This is called adme khushu', not having khushu'. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Undoubtedly, believers have reached their goal. Those who beseech in their prayers. Sadrul Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al Hadi writes in his tafsir Khazaim al Irfan under this ayat that people who are khashi'un, they have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in their hearts. And their organs are motionless. Some mufassireen have said that khushu' in the namaz or in the salat means that person's heart is attached in that act of worship. And his concentration is shifted from the worldly activities to the ibadat. And his sight is fixed at the place of salat where he is performing his salat. And they do not see from the side of their eyes, right side or left side. And they do not do anything which is useless and which has no benefit. And they do not hang cloth around their neck or sheet around their neck, that both the sides are hanging straight while they are in the salat. And they do not crack their knuckles. And they refrain from these kind of activities. And some have said that khushu' means that person does not lift his eyes towards the sky when he is in the الصلاه. امير المؤمنين حضرت سيدنا ابو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that حضور نبي كريم رؤوف الرحيم صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم has said that you should seek refuge of Allah from the hypocritical khushu, or from the khushu of hypocrites or munafiqeen. When asked, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that munafiqana khushu or hypocritical khushu is that person is acting that he is having full concentration in the salat apparently, but he does not have that concentration and that khushu in his heart. That is regarded as hypocritical khushu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from this, and we must always make dua that Allah save us from that kind of khushu. Adme khushu, or not having khushu, or lack of khushu, is a very dangerous and destructive illness, hidden illness of the heart. It is a reason for reduction in sawab in ibadat. Shaitan tries his level best with all his workers and army to bring down the level of khushu' from the musallis, people who read namaz. And then slowly he would make sure that the faculty of khushu is removed altogether from the people who are worshipping, and their worship has become a habit for them and nothing more. It is mentioned in Nuzhatul Majalis that when namaz became fard, shaitan started crying with loud voice. All his soldiers got together and they asked the reason, why are you crying? And he replied that we are destroyed, we are finished. Allah Azza wa Jal has made salat fard upon Muslims. Then his soldiers asked him, what will happen if the salat has become fard upon Muslims? Shaitan replied, O fools, you do not understand that when the Muslims will perform their salat, and because of the barakat of salat, they will refrain from sins and they will become successful in attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So by doing this, they will be out of my attack, they will be out of my approach. So the soldiers of Shaitan, they got worried after hearing this. And they started saying to Shaitan, you must tell us what we must do. Shaitan told them, do not let them perform salat. And if someone stands up to perform salat, then you must surround him and cover him. One must tell him, look towards the right. And the other one must tell him, look towards the left. So this way you keep him busy in useless things, in useless activities. And with this, his khushu will go away. And his ibadat will become adat, means that apparently the worship that he is doing, in reality it would be just a habit, but there will be no sawab for him. But there are indeed some bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal who are muttaqi, who are pious, who do not worry about these tricks of shaitan at all. And no activities around them interfere in their khushu and concentration in the salat. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is included amongst those pious people who used to perform their salat with complete khushu and khudu and complete concentration. When he used to perform salat, mostly his young daughter will play with the daf, but he would remain busy in his salat. And he would not hear what people are talking, and he would not understand what people are talking. He would be so absorbed deeply in the salat. And one day, he was asked about this. Do you talk to yourself when you are in the salat? He said, yes. I talk to myself. You are standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from two houses, I have to return to one house. And then it was asked from him that, do you think in the matters of dunya like we all do? He replied that, I would prefer to be attacked with the arrows, and I would like this, to be attacked with the arrows, than while reading, performing my salat, I have thoughts of this dunya. So this tells us that this personality, Hazrat Amir bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was a wali of Allah. He was a very pious person, and this was his condition, that when he was in the salat, where the people played daf around him, or they talked other matters, he would not even hear and he would not even understand. And his liking was, when he was in the salat, of such high standard that, I would rather prefer and like to be attacked with arrows and swords and spears than going into the worldly issues in my mind. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, this is a big challenge, and I'm sure that many of us will feel the same way, that when we are in the salat, our concentration is not there. We are lost in the matters of dunya, in the affairs of dunya, on day-to-day issues. Many of us start the salat, and towards the end, when we make salam, there will be hundreds of things that our minds went into. This is not khushu, and this is indeed adme khushu. This is lack of khushu, and this is the disease, this is the sickness that is hidden in ourselves, and we must identify this sickness and try to get rid of this sickness. Ulama ikram have given many reasons for this hidden disease of the heart, which is adme khushu, and have given treatments as well. If we can identify the problem and then start treating, inshallah azza wa jal, there is hope that we will get cured, inshallah azza wa jal. The first reason is that person's heart becomes very hard. Person becomes stone-hearted. And its treatment is that one should think about death a lot, and one should control his stomach and his tongue, not eat unnecessarily, and make sure that always eat halal food, don't eat haram or doubtful food, and control the tongue. Because many of the sins are committed with the tongue, speaking lies, swearing, making rebirth, false accusations, etc., etc. Even words of kufr are uttered with tongue. And one should refrain from laughing loud, because laughing loud brings carelessness into the person and makes the heart hard. And that person who laughs a lot normally does not have fear of death and the fear of akhirat. It is very important that we must work on our heart if we feel that our heart is very hard. Recitation of Quran Kareem also helps. And recitation of Durood upon beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and many wazaif and staying in the sohbat and the company of those whose hearts are soft and they cry a lot with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, this would help. So the reason is hard-heartedness, and then the treatment ulama ikram have given, if we can practice upon it, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it would help. The second reason which ulama ikram have given for adam khushu' is person's habit of looking here and there. Those who don't control their eyes, even when they are in the marketplace or somewhere else, it's called pareshan nazari, looking this way, that way. So even when they are in the salat, their eyes fall this way and that way. Its treatment is that one should work on the methodology of aankh ka kufle Madina. Put the spiritual lock of Medina on your eyes and don't look here and there. Even when you are in the marketplace, don't look here and there. Because that would lead you towards evil sightedness. Because there will be many things which are unlawful and one is not allowed to look at. But because person has a habit of looking everywhere, then he may get involved with these kind of sins. One should visualize always that I am present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and my Lord is watching me, my Allah is watching me. If one can develop this kind of consciousness, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, the level of khushu and khuzu and concentration in the ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will indeed increase. The third reason which ulama ikram have given is that person develops unnecessary worries in himself. And its treatment is that one should focus, that when you are entering in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to take your worries away. Because when you are worried about many issues, the issues of your business, the issues of your family, the issues of your children, the issue of marriage, business, shop, this and that, worries are part of life. In the dunya, you cannot separate worries from yourself. You have to grow with it and learn to handle. When a person is always worried about these kind of things, when he is in the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, then his mind would not be into the ibadat. The concentration would not be into the ibadat. He's thinking of this problem, he's thinking of that problem. And he's doing his ibadat also, so his problem can be removed. Many people, they do ibadat when they are in trouble and thinking that when they do ibadat, the problem would be removed. Yes, Allah Ta'ala helps those who worship Him, that their problems are also removed. But we have to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because it is His order. Whether there is problem or there is no problem, whether there is worry or there is no worry. So, He created us, He gave us life, He gives us sustenance. He is our owner, He is our Malik, He is our Rabb, He is our Lord, He is our Creator. And He ordered us that we must worship Him. This is His right. And we have to fulfill His right. We always feel that we are in the world and risk is our right and sustenance is our right and existence is our right and Allah must fulfill our rights. What about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have forgotten that. So therefore, it is important that we should beg in the court of Allah azza wa jal, O Allah, do not make us worried about the matters of dunya. And when we worship you, O Allah azza wa jal, remove these worries from our minds and from our hearts. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah is powerful over everything. If your dua is accepted, He can give you that kind of mind and that kind of heart, that when you are in the ibadat, no matter how many problems you have in your life, you have satisfaction in the ibadat of Almighty Allah. And the fourth reason, which ulama ikram have given, that person does not have knowledge about the adab and the courtesy to go into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are many people that we see, when they come into the masjid, they sit, their legs are spread out. Some people's legs are right towards the Qibla. And they wear different kind of dresses that they will not wear when they're going to meet a minister or a king or a president. Some would even wear three-quarter pants and come into the masjid to perform salat. That's not adab. There's no courtesy. So it is important that we must learn the adab and the respect to be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are worshipping Him, and we have not learned how to worship Him. There is no adab in that. We have not learned how to recite Quran correctly. There is no adab in that. We have not learned what is fard and what is wajib and what is makruh tahrimi and what is sunnat muakkada and what is sunnat ghair muakkada and what is mustahab. What will break our salat? What would not break our salat? What would make sajda sahab compulsory upon us? What would not make sajda sahab compulsory upon us? Without preparation, that's not adab. So adab is that you prepare yourself, fulfill external and internal conditions of presenting yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And its treatment is that one should learn the adab. And one should sit in the suhbat of saliheen and the pious people and see how they perform their salat, how they do their worship, how careful they are, how much they concentrate on their ibadat, how much they learn the rules of salat and the rules of other ibadat. So when you sit in their suhbat, you would realize that yes, I have to learn all these things. When I go into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, my presence is full of respect. My presence makes me feel that I'm in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that consciousness is developed in my mind and in my heart that Allah is watching me. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to perform our salat and all other ibadat with complete khushu and khuzu, with complete concentration. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the khushu of munafiqeen, that from outside everything is very nice, the clothes are very good, the looks are very good, the wearing is very Islamic, outwardly very nice, but inwardly there is no khushu, there is no khawf of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is no preparation, there is no adab of the bargah and the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah save us from that kind of khushu. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Uraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Uraha nafs is indeed an enemy.